Welcome to Struggling Blessed But Not Alone podcast. This is a faith-based podcast where your host, Teresa, will share her life struggles with you, as well as interview others on their life struggles to show you no matter what is going on, God will get you through it. No storm is too big or too small for Him. Please sit back, relax, grab your favorite cup of joe or beverage. Enjoy today's episode. Here is your host, Teresa.
Hey guys, it's another week and I'm a little exhausted, and let me tell you why, but in a good way. I figured I'd jump on here because yes, it's been 2 weeks. It's a little bit past the 2 week mark of me coming on and just kind of sharing some stuff with you. You know, this podcast has taken its own little change in momentum. I didn't know how I was going to do this podcast when I started, and I thought I was going to do a solo, as you all know, and then kind of just jump on, do a solo, then interview someone, then do a solo and interview someone. It was going well. It's still going well. But now, at this point in time, as I've told you, I've taken a little bit of a turn. I'm coming on as much as I can every 2 weeks to just give you some of my struggles in my life. I, you know, still am totally giving my life to the Lord. I still want to share the word with you all. But for some reason, I'm struggling with a little bit of it. Not in a bad way. But let me tell you, I'm just going to ramble. And I got that gift to ramble. And I hope you guys enjoy this podcast. I don't want to keep it on too long. But I want to give you some positivities when you're struggling. Because I've been struggling back and forth over and over in life for years. But it's not a bad thing. I don't like it sometimes. But I think it's God is working such a major thing in my life that if I didn't go through these storms of life, then I wouldn't understand so much more. And I'm still going to say I understand, but I don't. And forgive me, because I just got done doing a HIIT exercise on the treadmill, because, yeah, I'm back to working out. I got an Apple Watch. I probably had no business buying one, but I got to get back in shape. So much is happening. The guy at the Apple store was, or I wasn't the Apple store, but I called Apple to find out some information for accessibilities, and he was really kind of cool. He worked it out with me and, you know, didn't sell me the highest price one, but got one, the SE. It's really awesome. And worked it out. God just gave me, and then the guy blessed me with some earbuds. Wasn't looking for them, wasn't asking for them, but God, you know, the guy just heard my story and was like, you know what? Let me gift you these. Let me see if we as an Apple store, as an Apple company, can do something for you. I don't know the gist of it all, but I do know that it was a blessing from up above. But lately, let me tell you, as much as I'm struggling, my life is going, has always gone in a great direction. I may not understand it. I may cry sometimes, but at least I'm sitting in the boat with Jesus. So anyone out there who's struggling, who's having a hard time, it's not all roses and sunshine right now, but I live on the word of God. He is there. He is alive. Oh, I wish I could play a song for you, because today the song I would play for you, it's just not allowed. It's not that it's not allowed. It's just that if, you know, copyright rules and regulations, but the song, I would love for you to check out some of Anthony Evans. He's my pastor's son. I've talked about him before. He just is really good. And today I heard a song, Hope is Alive. And I mean, while I was doing my run, I heard a lot of other songs that were really good. But that Hope is Alive song just lifted me so much higher when I was doing my HIIT exercise. So, you know, but I've got to tell you, not only was the guy at the Apple store really kind of cool, I've been blessed, as I think I shared with you guys a little bit, as my struggles are hard and I'm trying to go back to school. And what I'm going to call back to school right now is doing Braille and learning JAWS. Well, I've talked about the Clubhouse app before, and I just need to share. I'm working with the state, and there's some things going wrong on that avenue, but they're correcting it. I literally had a conversation with them, one of the directors, to kind of fix some of the, you know, what was going on. I don't want to get into the negative. I want to stay into the positive and show you how no matter what's going on in life, no matter how people treat you, you know, be good to people, do the best you can, be honest, be truthful. God will work it out. You know, as I kind of just ramble with you all and I drink this cup of coffee that I'm not really having because it's almost 4 o'clock in the morning. I just wanted to hop on here and give you guys some inspiration and tell you God is alive. Hope is alive. He really is. So not only did that happen in the last you know, that happened most frequently. So I'm back on the track to work out. Let me tell you what else has happened. And I'm just amazed with how God works. So I've been doing this Braille lessons, and I'm getting ready to learn contracted Braille, which if you don't know, because a lot of people, if you don't know what Braille is, I mean, you know that Braille is for blind people. It's how they read. People with vision can see. So, you know, that's how, you know, people with sight. And I'm sure 90% of this world that's listening to this is sighted. So it's really a cool language. It's, you know, it is it's a written language. I encourage anyone to pick it up as a hobby and read it and learn it and take something else in. Let your fingers do something new and your brain, muscle memory, and all kinds of things work in a different way. Well, as I'm learning my Braille, as you know, and I got some Braille Bibles and I've got a lot going on, and I've got this program that I've learned for years. It's called JAWS. It's a software program that works for blind people, people who can't see, low vision people. And what it does is what you all can see, a sighted person can see on the screen, it does, it reads a blind person everything on the screen. Now it doesn't, it has its faux pas, and you know, because it's hard for them to capture everything on a website. People don't label their websites correctly. It's not that they don't want to, they just don't know that, you know, sometimes people post a picture and they don't realize they've got to label it. So that blind people, if someone blind that goes to your site, does read your words on the page, it's just not going to, it might just come up image and not say what it is. But you know, there are ways that if you are doing websites or anything, you know, there are ways to label your stuff so that everyone has access to it. Now that's not the main concern, but anyways, I've always used this program for, but I never knew the full extent of it, but I never had to use it fully because there was also a program called Zoom Text Magic, which is more of an enlarging software program where it takes that 22-inch or 12-inch monitor. Well, we'll say back in the day there were like 12 and 19-inch monitors. It takes that monitor and doubles it to make it easy for me to see. So when I had low vision, I'd always use JAWS in the background, but I used the other software, Zoom Text. And then when I got to Texas, I had no choice, and it wasn't a bad thing. It's still all good. I had to change to a product called Magic, which is made by Freedom Scientific, because that's what the government used, because I worked for the government. So anyways, long story short, and JAWS stands for Job Access with Speech. So that's what that's how they came up with their name. So it's really kind of cool. Job Access with Speech. Anyways, so as I've shared with you guys this app, I have to say that the coolest thing is I was in one of the, they have this Monday and Wednesday. One room is called Ask Sharky, and it's FT Blind JAWS software or something like that. I might not even be getting, you know me guys, I can never get names right, so forgive me. But every Monday and Wednesday, this company, Vispero, which used to be Freedom Scientific, but it's still Freedom Scientific from the JAWS and Magic label name, they've combined their assets with a few other companies. I can't think of them all right now, but AI Squared was one of them. I think Telesentry, I could be wrong again. Don't hold me to the facts, just listen to the story. So anyways, so I'm working with the state trying to work everything out. I've been with them for a while now because I figured, you know what, I'm not really a happy camper. I know that I had to fight years ago. I did have a good experience for a short time the first time when I got here, and I lost the first job because the government shut down and my internship was over. I decided, you know, now that it's 2 years out of work, the COVID thing, nobody knew COVID was going to happen. I decided to go back to the state. And I'm like, look, I've already tried to learn Braille with a school called Hadley. They're a really good school. They're more a mail order school. I think they're in Chicago. So I was working with them before, and that's how I started learning my Braille. And I did really good in 2014 when I had sight before I got the job that I no longer currently have, but I didn't need it as much, but I was willing to learn. I've always been wanting education in my life. So I was willing to learn it back then, and I started, and then I got the job, and that kind of got pushed over to the side. Then after 1 year, I kind of lost my job, but I digress, and let me get back to point. But maybe I don't, because I'm just sharing some things that really awesome that have happened. That I want people to hang on. I'm no different than you. I'm no better than you. If you're struggling, just have faith in God. Have faith that you're going to get through it, that He will never leave you or forsake you. You know, again, Deuteronomy 31:8, I think it is. He knows the plans for you. Yeah, Is it crappy sometimes that, like, right now I'm on the outskirts, but it's not even a forgive thing. We're hurting. My dad died. So I'm here let's just go on. Anyways, sorry, I digress. So about a month ago, I was in this Freedom Scientific Jaws room on Clubhouse. And I'm kind of excited because every Monday and Wednesday, they're doing some training. Just it's an hour on this thing. It's really cool that they're volunteering their time to, help people with their product. And anyone can come and ask any questions. And so I had known a little bit about the company because also I'd sold that Low Vision Aid stuff. And so I knew who Eric Damery was, I think he's the software developer or something. I don't know their titles. Forgive me. But, and he had, he's a very fascinating man. He took a computer home years ago and learned it. He's totally sighted and just didn't take a monitor and learned how to use JAWS. And he uses it today and he works for the company. He didn't have to do that, but he's a faster user as well because of it, because he uses it as an asset, not a liability. No one knows what's ever going to happen, but the man totally used the product and said anyone can do it. And he, he's a very positive man, but so is all the others that do this class. So there's this follow button where they'll follow you or whatever. Well, anyway, so I go on stage, we'll call it stage, and I start asking they get done with their little lesson and I ask some questions. I tell them my little struggle of, I'm not really good with this program, but I've used it for years, but here's where I'm kind of having some issues. So then I start using their training program. And the one guy, Eric Damery, follows me. Then a few days later, I go jump back on stage because I just need to learn some skills and ask some questions. I jump back on stage and Matt Ader, they're two very nice gentlemen. And so are the two girls, Rachel and Elizabeth. He befriends me, he follows me. So no big deal. Kind of cool. Kind of awesome. I'm like, wow, that's kind of cool. They're following me. Then a few days later, a week later, maybe, I don't know how quick it was, Matt does a private room because on this Clubhouse thing, I know if you've never been on Clubhouse, you don't understand it. Well, Matt does a private room on a Saturday and it's just him and his friend talking. And I just jump in to say, okay, I'm going to, chill and talk with these guys and, see who's in there and just, Saturday morning, let me see what's going on. So I jump in there and it's just two people, this guy from Italy, who was really cool. And Matt. So all of a sudden they see me down there and they just say, hey, Matt says, oh, Teresa's here. He doesn't really know me. Well, he invites me up on stage and then I let them finish talking. I'm like, I don't want to interrupt your conversation. And then I said, Matt, I want to ask you a question. And he's like, a JAWS question. I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry. He's like, no, hit me, ask me. It's all good. I'm not working, but I'll answer a question. Well, lo and behold, we're talking about how important Braille is, how that, people should learn Braille. And that wasn't the way the conversation started. I had a JAWS question, which led into, I'm really going to learn this stuff. I think it's because it is. You really can get your life back if you're blind. If yes, the software program is expensive. Yes, but let me tell you, by the end of the conversation, the man heard my story, heard how I was learning Braille, and is letting me borrow his Braille display, one of his Braille displays. He said, Teresa, I'm going to send you a Braille display. I had no idea. I had tears in my eyes. Hang up the phone. I got off the app because I had to go and do something else because I'm trying to get back in exercise. And I just started crying. And then I called a dear friend of mine and was like, man, you're not going to believe this, what God has done for me. I could not believe that some stranger of a company. Now, some people may be thinking, I don't know. I don't even want to get into what someone may be thinking. But here is God working at his best. When the state said, we're not going to buy you a Braille display because even though you're learning it, you've got to do X amount of work to get it. And I was fine with that. I understand, these things are expensive. They're not cheap. Well, God bless me with that. Well, then a few days later, after that Braille display comes, I don't know how to work it, but here's God working it all out. Here's God working it all out. I had talked a few weeks before that to a guy who, I didn't know him. I was just, again, on the phone with my other friend who encouraged me to get on this app because I have this gift of gab and I try to motivate people. Well, long story short, he ends up I call him and I'm like, dang, do you know someone who can help me with a Braille display? Because I'm trying to find people who would know how to use it. The next thing I know, he said, why don't you call my friend, Roy? I don't want to bother him, whatever, whatever. I don't know him. I don't, I feel uncomfortable. So I don't realize, but I do realize two nights before on Clubhouse, I was talking to his wife, Roy's wife. So, but we're trying to figure out if it's real, whatever. So the next thing he texts Roy and tells Roy, and Roy says, hey, I already know Teresa. Get her on the, you know, tell her to call me. Give her my number and, you know, let me see how I can help her. I really don't know Braille, but let me see how I can help her. Well, ready for this? An amazing blessing. An amazing blessing. He gets on the phone with me. He's like, Teresa, I don't know how to use a Braille display. I've been blind since I was, I think he was 15 when, yeah, he was 15 when he became blind. He was hanging out with a friend, fooling around, and some kind of rat pellet gun was in the colors of Dallas, Texas colors, because he does live in Dallas. His friend, you know, they thought it was a toy, and they shot it, and the guy shot it in his face, and now Roy can't see. He's now blind from this. Man, it's crazy what, you know, we've got to be careful with things. We got to be careful where we put things. But anyways, God, again, has a purpose and a plan for everything. He really does. We can't see what tomorrow's going to bring. But if I, as I ramble on and tell you this story, winded, walking in my house, just kind of pacing this early in the morning, he's going to take care of you. Well, come to find out, Roy has been training as a JAWS trainer for over 20 years. And he's fascinating. He's amazing. He's good. Now, he's not working for the state no more, so I really am kind of heartbroken because I can't afford to pay the gentleman right now. But here's what happens. He said, Teresa, I hear your passion. I hear you want to learn it. I'll teach you JAWS. And let me tell you, in a month's time, I think we've been working for a month now. We have to be, because I know he's listened to some of my podcasts. I have picked up, not a power user yet, but I have learned so much. So much. So here again, as I'm not really totally running out of money, because I know God's going to take care of me with the other debt, I need to share with you, no matter where you stand, guys, no matter what's going on in your life, know that God will bless you. Even when you don't think he is, just have faith, trust. Don't give up on God because he hasn't given up on you. Don't give up on God because he hasn't given up on you. When people do you wrong, let it go. Just keep talking to God, praying to God, crying in that boat, knowing that he is going to take away the storm. I mean, I've got so many other great stories. I mean, I've, you know, I lost my dad in about a month and a half. Today's the 15th, so my dad died August 13th, and even though we had our rocky points, we ended up on such a positive note. You know, do we all make mistakes? Do we all do things that just, you know, makes life do different things? Yeah, no one's perfect except for Jesus, and you know, that may be hard again for some of you to swallow, but if I can share, and then I'm going to jump off of here, and I'll figure out where to put the anchor podcast thing, because, you know, but maybe I know what I'll do. So anyways, guys, long story short, the man is working with me. God is blessing me. The state, they bought me some stuff, but they're not doing their end of the bargain. But God is providing in different ways. When you think that storm is so hard, just know, have faith, sit in the boat and believe in Jesus. I've got some good people that are praying for me, that are on my side, that are doing the best for me. I mean, Luke has showed me a lot. God has brought me Luke, who's a great gentleman who's doing that YouTube channel. Anne has taught me a lot. People like Matt and Roy and this Apple company that just said, hey, we want to give you something because we see the success you have. So where there's people, like when I was at that job, I did my job and I lost it. I did my job, but someone just didn't, but it's okay. God knew. So the other thing, so I can just share with you, because I'm sharing this story with you, just being raw and vulnerable, not because to tell you God is alive. There is hope for today. I mean, I know if you're struggling, please listen to this and know that I have always had a hard life, but the one current factor, the one common denominator that never leaves me, that will always be there for me, and he's there for you, no matter how cruddy your family is, no matter what is going on, no matter who puts you in a pit like Joseph, God is there for you. He is alive. So trust in him, guys. I'm going to put the anchor spot. I'm going to go to a really quick break, and then I'm going to come back, and we're just going to have a few minutes of prayer. And I just want to tell you, there's so many other people in my life that have touched me, helped me, and they're far and few between. But when I'm touched in this manner, it's just God showing up at the right time. And I'm not worried about anything because, yeah, it's hard. Yeah, I stress. But God is alive. Hope is alive. Go listen to Anthony Evans' song today if that gives you encouragement. I hope this encouraged you. I'm no better than you. We all put on our pants the same way. You know, I miss my dad. I'm so grateful to now have a gentleman in my life who, again, is another amazing person. We've talked about him before. He doesn't talk. We don't talk all the time, but I know he's there, just like a few good friends that I have now in Texas is Doug Douglas. He's now like a dad to me. You know, he'll call me every so often and just make sure I'm okay. He's got a family and busy and his grandkids and all kinds of things, but he stops and takes time for me. Even my pastor and Pastor Willie or Brother Willie and a few other people that I've spoke about, they may not always be there constantly, but I know they're praying and wishing the best for me. Okay, guys, I hope that I gave you some encouragement today. I just want to show you, and it's not because of who I am or who these people are, but it's because of who I know. And who I know is God, and God will make it right. That's what I want to share with you. So if there's anything you get from this podcast before I break and go to the break and then come back with a prayer, is hope is alive. God is there. He is for you. Yeah, your struggles may be hard. They're real, but he is never going to leave you or forsake you. Please believe in that. Please hold on for another day. If the storm is rocky, get in the boat with Jesus and let him calm the storm. Go to Matthew, Mark, or Luke. Find that chapter. Go jump in the boat with those disciples. Know that if you've got cancer or anything's happening or life just has taken a toll, grab onto that life jacket of God. Grab your Bible and read it. Okay, guys, I'm going to go to a break and then I'll be right back. I know this is a ramble. I'm going to call this one God is alive and he's never going to leave you. All right, guys, let's go to the break and then I'll come back and I'm just going to pray and then I'm going to call it a day. I hope you enjoyed. All right, we'll be right back, guys.
Stop button.
Do you have a story of a struggle that God has brought you through that you would like to share with the world? If so, Teresa Gufanti is inviting you to be a guest on her Struggling Blessed But Not Alone podcast. If you're interested, please send an email to teresa-blessings@outlook.com to learn more. That's teresa-blessings@outlook.com.
Okay, guys, so we're back from that break. I hope you enjoyed it. Just know that God is alive and he is so real and honest and open. He may not show up today or you may think that he's a day late or a dollar shy, but he never comes. He comes right on time. So I hope with that little bit of a story that I shared with you today, you get all that. You know, right now, all I want to do is pray for anyone who's struggling out there, anyone who's having a hard time. So before I close out, because I got to go and finish my workout and get everything done, but I didn't want to not bring you an episode. I know they're not the way that I said they were. Blake's kind of introduction is awesome, but I kind of went and changed gears. But I did say I was going to give you some life stories. I've got some good people that I still am working on interviewing, but I literally have taken a step back because of all this learning and getting this knowledge so that I can keep reading the Bible and listening. So just know that no matter what struggles you're going through, no matter how life is hard, no matter what's happening, God is for you and he's not against you. He will be there when everyone gives up on you. He'll never give up on you. Just take it all in. You know, if you're, whatever you're going through, just if I could just give you words of wisdom, these stories, you know, some days are great, but my struggles are real hard. But God shows up right on time to help me through those storms. And life has never been easy for me. So let's just take it to prayer right now. And I just want to thank God for letting me do this podcast, no matter how it's not perfect, no matter how it's uncensored, whatever you want to call it, you know, that there's no rhyme to the reason on now what I'm doing, you know, but just that God is doing a greater story. I'm just telling my story and God's telling, you know, like, you know, when my dad passed away, God shared with me, you need to tell your story. And I've debated, is this the right thing? Is this what I'm supposed to do? you know, all that stuff, but I'm going to keep going and just make this live for you guys and just tell you my raw, real stories so you can see it happen, but know that God is for you. So let's just take it to prayer. I love each and every one of you. If you're struggling, just know that my thoughts and prayers are with you. Dear Heavenly Father, today I lift all my listeners up. I come boldly to your feet as I always do. Forgive me for the days that I put you on the back burner, but I know that you are real, you are alive, and you are awesome, God. No, these struggles are real, they're hard, but I'll never give up on my God because you've never given up on you, on me. Sorry, God. I pray that anyone that hears these episodes, as random as they are, as I just tell my stories in bits and pieces and jump on here and give them a good cup of coffee, or they get a good cup of coffee and they get to listen to me, I thank you for all that you're doing. I thank you for the people that are sponsoring me, who are believing in me to keep going and tell my story. I don't like being this random and just coming on, God, but I know you have a greater work and you know the plans that you have for me. And I just need to be obedient and sometimes just share my life. I get scared, but I know you are there. I know you are going to protect me with no matter what I do. But today I want to pray for my listeners, God. Anyone who's hearing this, who's struggling, who's going through cancer, who may be having to go through financial difficulties, who may be just whatever their circumstances are, God, I ask you, not because of who I am, but because of who you are and how I know the power of you, Lord, how I know your word is so real and true. We just need to dust it off and read it, Lord. And I thank you for your son. So today I ask you to put a hedge of protection over all of my listeners, anyone who came to this episode to listen. It is not an accident, God. I know you are working in and through, and I thank you for that. So I ask for a hedge of protection from the front door of their house to the back door of their house, to the left and the right, to the top of their head, to the bottom of their feet, Father. Surround them with your love and knowing that you are there. If anyone is crying and hurting today as they're listening to this because they are going through a storm like I have, I pray that they feel the warmth of you, Father, just knowing as they can wrap their blanket around them that you are hugging them and loving them and letting them know you are there. I am so thankful that I can be bold for you, God, and just tell bits and pieces of my life. I don't like being this public, but I know there's a purpose and a reason. I pray to keep being positive, uplifting, and helping others, and hoping that they're hearing my stories and through the interviews eventually I will be getting back to, that they will know that you are real and alive, God. I just thank you for all that you are granting in me, that I have a roof over my head, food on the table, and then I can live another day. As you say in your word, we can't worry about tomorrow because today has enough worries of its own. For we are not guaranteed tomorrow. So I thank you for all of that. I thank you again for putting your son on the cross to save me and all the people who are listening and who believe that save us from the sins of the world. We live in a fallen, broken world, but I know, and I pray that other people get to know you as good as I do, but even better, because Father, as I stumble and struggle, as you know my hard times, I know you're always there for me. You're walking alongside of me. You're to the left of me, to the right, to the front and the back of me, as well as you are for anyone who calls out to you, Father. And I thank you for that. I thank you for someone who doesn't believe, that you're still there waiting with open arms for them. I thank you for all of it, God. I thank you that I could come to Texas and have a great church family, that they're wrapped around me, no matter if they come to my aid today or they're just praying for me. Whatever I think anyone should do for me, I thank you for you orchestrating the steps, me not understanding, but taking this journey and trusting you, Lord. I pray that as I pray to you and thank you for all that you've done, anyone who hears me hears that I am just being open and real and getting on my knees to you and saying thank you. Thank you for all you have done. Today, Father, I also ask, and I know this is funny, but I've written it in my blog post, and it's not because I've written in my blog post, but anyone who's sad because they've lost a loved one, God, I know there's a lot more to heaven, and I know some people won't understand that, but can you just wrap your arms around our loved ones and send a hug for each and every one who's hurting because they've lost someone? And I hope the listeners know that their loved ones are up above looking down saying, today's not your day, keep moving, there is a better day. There is a better day. If you believe and have faith and truly trust, we will meet again. We will meet again. So I thank you, Father, for all that I do, for the ramble that I give. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Okay, guys, I'm going to take a quick break. Then I have a little special guest for you who's come back, and then we're done. That will be my wrap up, and I hope you'd enjoyed this episode. We'll be right back.
guys, this is Grandma Struggles, and I'm so excited that Teresa called you. I'm not making a pie right now. I'm making a blanket because we are in the north of the North Pole, and it's always cold here. It's never summer. So as I'm here with Grandpa Struggles, and we're helping Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus get ready for in 6 months, he's going to be delivering all those great Christmas presents to all those good kids who are just being so good for their parents. So I just wanted to jump on here because someone called in with a great Bible verse, and it's one of Teresa's good friends who's like a dad to her. So I figured she called me and asked me if I'd come on and do this, and I said, absolutely. So let's get ready for this Bible verse. Grandpa Struggles sitting right next to me. Oh, yes, here I am, Grandma Struggles, just waiting, but I've got to hurry up and get back. I want to write down this Bible verse so we can learn some more after dinner. We don't have a pie tonight, which I'm sad. Oh, we're going to have ice cream, Grandpa Struggles, though. Oh, goody, goody. Okay, guys, so let's go listen to that Bible verse, and I miss you, and I'll be back soon. I hope you're all enjoying your day and are just enjoying these episodes, and we'll be back soon with Teresa to do some more episodes and more interviews and keep those Bible verses coming. But today we have one great one for you.
My name is Doug, and I live in Dallas. My favorite go-to scriptures for encouragement is 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord. And by the way, Joseph and Esther are two of my favorite biblical characters.
Everybody, this is Anne from the Inspirational Journeys podcast, and I'm here today with
Teresa from Struggling Blessed But Not Alone podcast. How are you today, Anne?
I'm doing good. How about you, Teresa?
I'm good. So what's up?
I've got some news for you.
Really? What's that?
Did you know that our listeners can support our podcasts?
No. Can you please share more about that?
Okay, so while you're listening to our podcast on your favorite podcast platform, hit the Support This Podcast button. With your contribution of 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99 a month, you're helping us achieve our goals.
Wait a minute, Anne. Are you telling me all that our listeners have to do is hit that support button and they could give a donation?
That's right.
Wow. Hey guys, thanks for wanting to do that for us. Have a blessed day.
You have been listening to Struggling Blessed But Not Alone with your host, Teresa Cafanti. Remember, no matter what struggles you face in life, with God on your side, you are never alone. If you like what you heard on today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the podcast, share it with your friends, and leave a rating and review on your favorite podcast platform. Also, you can visit teresa-blessings.blog for more inspirational content. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day.